below.
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, and...
Simulcast on.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people.
Hi, everybody. What are you doing? Hi. How was your holiday?
Hello.
Hey, anyway.
David, how was your holiday? David.
I did nothing. I was still under quarantine, sitting at home after, COVID. So that still is present. Thanks.
I can hear it. Yeah.
You sound crunchy.
Yep, but that's exactly it.
I sound crunchy.
Yes.
Yeah, you sound crunchy,
okay.
Like that stuffing.
Yeah.
The cornbread stuff.
I don't want any more cornbread and cranberries, man.
Oh, my God.
Toilets
so
in there
it.
Going, howdy-ho.
Tonight's topic. I thought it'd be interesting to talk about, when you got ghost hunters, right? Ghost adventures. Mm. Just put them out somewhere. They really get a fear of talking to them, and they're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they missing? What is everyone missing when they're, I like phone calls to come in too tonight. So if you want to call in, what's the fucking number?
Yeah. 347-202-0316.
Okay. But what if when they're out, it's happened to me. I've discussed this before. I could have been running the Frank's box at a public investigation or not even a group setting, let's say, a group setting.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you've got the box talking to a person in the room rather than a spirit coming in.
Yeah.
And they're talking to them. I don't know whether it's some of it was a past person that was a loved one, understand, that wanted to say something and things like that out of nowhere or tell them something. And I always thought about that. I'm like, how many times are you going out and you're getting things and you're going, this is such a spirit over here when it was meant for somebody? When it's a message, when it's a warning. I got plenty of warnings from Walter and William over the years.
Oh, yeah, I know. We hear it every time you play those clips. I mean, it seems like every time y'all have it. Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. But I'm just going to interject real quick. Every time y'all play us the clips, there's a message in there of some kind.
There is a message. Oh, God. Unless they're playing Comedy Club, and then they make
fun of
you.
Most of the time, they get funny to you.
Well, they've been getting really insistent right now about this war stuff, then we need to stop now. I mean, literally. I mean, if they tell me one more time.
That's a given.
It's Walter. That's Walter and William, and just, back and forth. I mean, we have Debbie. She's a phone operator. She sings Walter's name. You know her, the one that goes, Walter!
Yeah, Debbie's great. Debbie reminds me. I don't know why, but I meant to tell you this. You remember the unthinkable Molly Brown, the one who survived the Titanic?
Yes.
Remember how she had that kind of high-pitched, really excitable voice? That's kind of what...
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
God,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Similar.
I agree. Similar, it is. It's like a...
On the audio,
musically. Musically.
Maybe even Mae West, the impersonations of Mae West, too, kind of.
I was listening to a lot of old stuff. I was listening to old stuff, back from Fort Mifflin, when me and Dawn were over there. And I was listening back to one, the 2 days ago, and freaking in the middle of Case May 5, all you hear is, Lisa?
Yeah.
It's Mrs. Fornance.
I remember
it's
that.
It's fucking Ruth Fornance from Selma.
Right.
She's
right.
In the middle of a fort, okay? But you get what I mean? So when you think about that, when you know, Fabian, when they're talking to you, though, you already know this. You already you know what I mean?
Well, I know when I believe they're talking to me. I try really hard. There's something that's really important that I failed to tell everyone on the show and you guys.
What?
It's that you really got to know that that's what's really going on and that, when you're picking up a lot of different things, it's getting to the point where everybody's assuming everything is paranormal.
Yeah, too much,
they
too
really
quick.
They need to
too
listen.
Quick.
Yeah. We're getting, you know, because you get surrounded by all this, what's a good word for all this sensationalism?
Hype.
That
sensationalism,
you get pulled
hype.
Into
yeah.
it and hype. Oh, there it is. That's don't
Ooh.
Believe the hype. Remember that? But
yeah. Yeah, Kardashian
now,
level.
You got to know that
you can go up there with some shit is Kardashian level that we see. I hate
if
them.
You're there, you know.
Yeah.
If you're there on property and you feel in a cold spot or a touch or
yeah.
that's different. But when you arbitrarily run around and you're saying, oh, well, you know, it's like when I tell people, you know, if you eliminate the impossible, whatever you can eliminate in the paranormal, because the paranormal is such a mystery, you know, but if you can eliminate the impossible, then, you know, it really, it's pretty broad, it broadsides you sort of like, well, go ahead, you were talking. I interrupted
no,
you,
no,
but
no,
I just wanted to throw that in there.
But it,
I did.
It's what, okay, well,
gotta be careful.
I learned, look, with William Howe, now it took me, about to say I was actually speaking to the same thing, the entity, the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
It took about 2.5 years, a ton of historic research to everything he had told me, which I went to look up and verify. You understand? Mm-hmm. And then 295 hours in Case May 11.
Oh, I know. You did
all right,
your fucking
so,
ground.
And I have not
There's
stopped.
No
I went to
that.
His grave. I went to the house.
You
so
were Fort Mifflin
took,
forever and a
yeah,
day.
It, yeah. It's just like with him, I can just pour the research. It comes right. But it took me that long. With Walter, it was kind of weird because I knew he was all. Because when I turned on the friend, because I called him different. I called him Elijah, and before that, I called him Everstick. So when I was, I know who it is, but he didn't tell me his name. So I made up and it was on my own, like a big girl would do. Anyway, so last was Elijah, but it took me 2 years of Walter, and then finally he said Lisa. I said, what? He said, you used to call me Elijah. I was like, oh!
Yeah.
Boom. I had a voice.
You know, when they start, that's the beautiful Easter eggs of what we do. You know, when you have got that, it just comes out and hits you like a ton of bricks.
Yes.
Wow, actually, you know, this actually just happened, you know, and then it's like.
I know.
Well, it recharges your efforts. It recharges your desires to keep doing
it. It does.
This, you know what
I'm
saying?
You know what Mikey's middle name is, right?
Elijah.
He's named after Walter. But, you know, it doesn't make any sense, but and that's who
Walter.
I named him after.
Yeah,
but
that's
Elijah.
Neat.
Okay, so that's kind of weird, right? But
well,
so
no, because
what, that
Elijah,
so far
you love Michael, and you loved having that companion with you, and you decided to port that over to your son. I think that's pretty cool.
Well, no, Michael.
How is Mikey?
Mikey is he's out grubhubbing at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He drives
Yep, he does that for extra money.
Uber,
so
is he going to do Uber yet? Or has he talked about
he's doing, I don't know, he probably could,
just
but he's doing
food
him.
Delivery,
He's just doing Grubhub, the same thing, food delivery. It's the same thing. But
he's
out there doing that now. He's fine. He's drawing again. I'm glad to see that.
I love that picture. That was really, really awesome.
Yeah, the kid is a super fucking artist. I mean,
yeah, he's really good. That was great.
Yeah, Lorraine told him for years.
Hey, will you post that on the scanning the frequencies? Will you post a picture of that?
Yeah, I got another one.
Share that to
too.
The fan base because they can see it too.
Yep.
Because it's worth it. He's a part of the scanning the frequencies.
Shit, I can wait. I got some pictures of him. He's done it like Lane Staley, Kurt Cobain, like the whole. I mean, he could do
Lane
portraits
Staley.
Along with landscapes,
Love.
Which is unusual. Yeah. Usually a person's more inclined to do one or the other, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Not Mikey. He got the genetics from my aunt, I suppose, because she had her own art gallery in Maine, believe it or not.
Oh,
he has inherited the overall artistry from the entire bloodline.
Yeah, I guess so, probably. But
he's
got
the musical influence, the artistic, you know, the drawing portions.
Yeah, I know.
That sort of creative mind, I think, has been passed down genetically through.
That is literally only from his mother's side.
You know, when you think about I've often thought about this. When I think about it, I think of, you know, that they're not too disconnected from one another. Musical talent and artistic talent.
And paranormal.
Talent. And, well, paranormal, because this is why the show is called Scanning the Frequencies.
Right.
Because... Uh-huh. You know, we believe that there's, you know, everything rides on a frequency. Well, guess what? Music does too, and the creative prowess of people often they claim they have their own frequency in tune with what they're creating.
And you got to find people on your frequency, right? So there.
Right.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
100 frequency. Look at you.
Yep. Bing. You got it.
Bing.
And then you find it, and you know, like for a certain time, certain people that'll. If I walk. I've had, like, certain times where certain people, I just stand next to one, I want to run the fuck away, and I'm not even looking at the person. So it's their energy, their frequency, their whatever, their vibration, their whatever.
Right.
I just got to walk away. And then there's other people, I'm like, yeah, hey, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, you know, like that, like you feel comfortable with or whatever. But getting back to the topic now. Okay,
yeah.
I am going to play something for you. When Mikey's dad, who has been in jail countless fucking times, okay, which, you know, I told Mikey I was going to do this, so it's fine. And the last time when we found out he was stealing from Selma, it was years ago, it was like 2013, early 2013. The reason why we found out is because this first night here, we were at Selma Mansion, and we were running the box, okay, and I'm Cubs William Howe, and he's literally... Well, I'm going to play it for you first. Well, let me say, it says, I believe he has to hide from the feds. I hope and pray to say goodbye to Steve today. Bye, Steve. I won. I will forever be with her. I will never let you get what you wanted. Now, I didn't know at the time that my life could have been completely screwed. You understand? Everything. And I did lose everything still in the long run, but not myself, okay? Because he was using my identity. He was claiming taxes in my name. I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth. Okay? All this kind of shit. So this, I'm going to play this because this is not separated. It's all in one. And I've got the first is going to be the regular speed. And then I'm going to slow it down. So it's I believe he has to hide from the feds. I often pray, or I hope and pray, to say goodbye to Steve today. Bye, Steve. I won. I'll forever be with her. I'll never let you get what you wanted, okay? Are you ready? Here we go. Oh, wait, let me lower the volume, because remember last time? I don't know. All right, let me lower it. All right, make sure. Now, watch me too long. I'll be a bitch. Hold on. All right. Okay, what do you think of that?
That's pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna slow it down now. Okay, watch this. Here's the slew tape. Oh, way too loud. Wait, now it's too low. Hold on, I can adjust it.
Too low.
Wait, I'm getting there. Okay. Hold on, play it again. Hold on. You heard the end part clear, right? Now
yeah,
watch, play it from the. I'm going to play it from the beginning. This was the first warning. What, see, when you hear the wanted, you get it? At the end of the want? But tell me that's not profound.
It definitely was.
Okay, it is not. This is all over William, because I know his voice. It's all him through the whole thing. And it doesn't
stop.
That's what
the William aspect.
Thing.
I could hear the William on there for sure,
Now, that's the thing. That was the first warning. And it was just that they were looking out. So they're here to protect us. Some of them actually are. You know what I mean? I guess if we tune in, we could find that, right?
Yeah, we could.
You know?
You just have to know what to listen for. I don't know if it's – and I know it's not locationally based because William and Walter have come through on the Frank's Box every place you've gone to.
Yes, yes.
So you just have to know what to tune into.
So – Yes.
In order to hear the messages that they're coming through with.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it goes right back to you can't just listen to the words that are coming through on the box. You have to actually hear what they're saying.
Well, yeah, that's the difference. Listening and hearing, you know.
Yeah, it goes for anything. Even EVPs could be like that. My dad came to one on EVP. So, I mean, like, all right, I'm going to play another one. I forget which one this is because I forgot to name it, okay? Here's another one. That is one that it says, I miss her. Love you, Lisa, call Stefan, but I didn't know him yet. Okay, so that's
Play it again. Play it again because I didn't catch it.
I'm going to play it slow. Watch, I'm going to slow.
Yeah.
I have two. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. It's all combined together. It's like two voices going over top of each other at the same time.
Okay,
you know what
I
mean?
Yeah,
and literally stepping on each other, which is really, really. I hope I put that one in there. I'm gonna flip. Let me check this one, okay? Don't bother. Don't like think I'm crazy, okay? Hold on.
Oh, God,
let me see if I got another one. Wait, which one is it?
You're good.
Wait, did I put that? No, maybe I didn't. I have no idea. No, I guess I forgot to. Oh, no, that was Frank's box. Hold on. I have to go back. Keep talking while I'm talking. Frank's box. Well, another. Anyway, while I find this, okay? The thing is, what if they're protecting us a little bit and you're missing that message? And Frank always said, when you got any kind of audio, you go over it. You slow it down. You reverse it. You do what you got to do. You know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And it is just so weird. You know, oh, God, there's a radio. Oh, it's a message from, oh, there is Debbie. Wait, there's Debbie in there. She's in there. Okay, she is in, oh, here it is. Did I slow this down? Oh, God, please. No, I only put it regular. But anyway, this is where he says, build a bridge, okay? He said, no, the dead can speak with no fear. Ready? I know it's this, but I hope it comes out okay. I forgot to slow down.
No, I heard it. I could clean that up if you send it to me.
Oh, yeah, it's cleaned up, but I'm an idiot. All right.
You're not an idiot.
All right, let me try to, but I forgot to put the other one in. See what
put
I mean? I probably got up off of what I was doing. The ADHD kicked in, and I forgot the second part. Basically, that's probably what happened because my ADHD just,
Well, mine's W, X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, I know. I got those two, an R and S, and everything else to go along with it. But it is, you know.
Mine's an RSPCT, right?
Oh, wait, where is it? Here, this one. I don't want to slow it down, lower it, but I'm afraid to leave it loud. All right, this one literally says, I'm an angel helping you. Are you ready? And I can't identify this one. All right. Watch, it's coming if I can ever get it to work. What the fuck is going on?
Sometimes I have to wait.
Ah, you missed it. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, that's good. Here we go. You see?
Okay.
Can you turn it up?
Can you turn it up
a little bit? Because I want to hear that again. I heard it, but I want to hear it again, but louder for the audience.
Oh, no, I don't want to turn up that loud. We'll break our eardrums. Hold on.
No, just a little.
I hate this. This thing in my finger don't get along very well. All right, let me see.
That's
a voice that you can't yet identify, right?
Well, I can't. Oh, no,
actually,
I know the voice.
I
know
if
the,
yes, me, it sounds like. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, tell me. What does it sound like to you?
Sounds like a little like William.
Yeah, it does. It does sound a little like William. That's what I thought.
I mean,
it's broken up.
Maybe it's just the tone. I don't know.
But he's not, you know what I mean? But I'm thinking that it's something else, and I don't know what it is. Like, I can't tell if the one that says Lisa to me, like, a lot, it goes, it's always the same one. Visa. Like that. Sounds reminds me of this. And I can't tell if it's William. William's too busy yelling at me. I didn't upload it, but he sometimes
play it one more
me.
Time.
Okay.
If yeah. you don't mind, just play one
nope.
more
time. Nope.
You know, it really
I'm an angel helping. I mean, it could be Walter for all I know, but I mean,
yeah,
I
that's true.
Yeah,
actually, you know, it's really 50-50 now. You know,
I know that.
It may not be William
odd.
At all.
No,
it could just be an angel helping.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, so you got an angel helping, you need to build the bridge so the dead know they can speak with no fear. That makes so
oh,
much sense.
Oh, I've got
so,
that a lot. I've
yeah,
got
so
lot.
The building the bridge, I don't know where your thoughts are on with that part.
I know.
Dealing with things the way we do in the paranormal field. And listening through ITC devices and trying to communicate verbally, which is on different frequency wavelengths, do you think
yeah.
that the bridge that they're talking about is just trying to find that right frequency to
I know what
traverse
the bridge
between
is.
Us?
I get it. The bridge, we have to, well, there's a, it's too complicated. That'd have to be a whole episode. All right, so, you know, it would. It really
yeah.
would be because they, you know, they, I know what they want to us to do. The point is, you know, basically it's like that. You know what I mean? Bridging. But you're bridging
yeah.
it. Because they're talking to me and, like, people, I don't know, like, maybe the veil is thinning, as we could put in, like, layman's terms. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So, Bill,
right.
oh, well, last week's show was
dimension.
Yeah. Last week's show was about paranormal activity
yeah.
ramping up. So
It is.
Yeah. And that does not surprise me a bit if these ITC communications are becoming more.
I know.
Tangible, if you want to use that
more,
word.
More
but,
tangible,
you know,
more profound.
Right. But, yeah, profound is a delicious word for that. But, you know, like you were saying, while we're investigating, while we're hunting, and while these
uh-huh.
things are coming through, are we missing that? And that's a great question. Are we missing
yeah.
those little tidbits of information that are trying to be relayed to us?
When I went back over that's what inspired me this week. That's why I was kind of on and off online, to go back over the old stuff, too, and to re-listen
some.
Oh,
there you go. Yes.
And I was dumbfounded. I'm like, oh, my God, it was here all along, this, that, and the other. I'm like, get out of here. So, like, you know what I mean? So, and even Frank's messages I was going over, too.
Oh, yeah.
And it is really, you know what I mean, like going back over it and up to the upcoming thing. And he was like, you know, coming, like even to the things about going back the 29th, because it was like, I don't know, the beginning of August, very beginning, and they kept telling him he'd be back the 29th, but he couldn't make my paranormal event for my birthday at Fort Mifflin because of his asthma.
Yeah,
so he couldn't travel. Right. And
yeah.
and they insisted he was going to the fort, and he did. Just not
yeah.
alive.
Yeah.
You get my name? Yeah. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, and I knew right away, and he came through the box and everything for everyone. It was.
Hey, I saw your post where you actually had a picture of him before he finished the box.
Oh, no. I have.
That
was cool. See, I didn't think it was nothing because I used to listen. I got a message. He would always test boxes with me. I didn't think nothing. He would ask how it sounds. I would comment
yeah.
for years.
It
and,
was your box.
Yeah, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know, and I saw the little symbols
yep.
on it. Yeah,
yep.
That's number.
And
yeah.
each one is personalized.
37.
Okay, yeah. What the fuck? If you look at the front of my box, it says, "What the fuck are we aliens?" Around
yeah, that's
aliens
I know.
Face?
He's put, yeah, right. Yeah. yeah.
And he's got the female stick figure for the thing. It's always
yeah.
all and the ghost and the yeah whatnot. But then Frank also told me. Here's another thing. You hear Walter, but Frank told me he. Before he died, he waited quite a long time to tell me certain things, but before he died, he said that he had heard Walter for years. So, say my name.
Right.
All right? Like, telling him, Lisa, finally, me. And I hear comes Lisa with Walter. Get what I'm saying? But like things like that, we miss so much, but he didn't miss nothing. He didn't. He didn't.
No, I don't think Frank missed a thing. I think people missed a lot if they didn't really pay attention.
Well, no. He didn't miss something.
You showed me that text earlier.
Mm-hmm.
From about, 10 years ago? And what Frank was saying in that text message that you guys had absolutely corresponded to exactly what was being said at the UN meeting today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's crazy. You're talking about 2:30, the world would be a mess, and we wouldn't have no food, everything.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, no water. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Without clean water, without clean air.
Yeah.
You know, if we didn't do something we have to clean it up by the year 2030.
You know who inspired me? I have to shout out to Ricky LaFontaine because we were talking about Frank. And
Ricky's a great friend.
Right, and exactly. I love Ricky, too. And
he's super cool.
He inspired me to start looking backwards and going over the messages because I was sending him some stuff because he would like to do an episode on Frank. So,
yeah.
So, like, you know what I mean? I love Frank. Frank I knew very well. All right, so there's, like, you know, there's – he was like a brother that I never had.
Right.
But he was a mentor, too. He showed me everything that I needed to know, and I made sure I listened because that was his top priority, remember? Listen. He said
that
so much.
Frank Sumption was a pioneer, and he was an unrecognized pioneer, and so many people ripped his ideas off. You know, they went out and did their own things, and that's just not cool.
You know what happened? Frank never – he would put his schematics online. Because he wanted everybody to be able to make their own box.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
To me, I know. Maybe that's me being defensive some people really. Go ahead. I'll let you talk.
Did any of the mass producers give him any fucking credit? No.
That's right. That's the point fixing to make.
Exactly.
I knew you would make.
No.
Yeah, but I still went a little loud over it. But still,
yeah, when they converted and commercialized what Frank had come up with for their own profit and their own gain, they basically diminished and demeaned what Frank was doing.
That's correct.
Oh, no,
David,
no, it went further. And Fabian knows this. It went further to harassing the man. Putting him down.
Yeah, that's the point I was really wanting to get at. I didn't want to bring it up, though.
Sorry, but they're all fucking
assholes.
But
Frank Sumption was mistreated after people took his – well, you're right, he did. He wanted people – but he wanted people to share the idea and the technology. But a lot of people saw that with mouths watering and, contempt toward him because he always had a better product. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know what gets me now is that people that have, like, Holte got, like, 17 years boxes. What's he got, like, 3 left hand? How much did he fucking sell them for? You know what?
All
he fucking paid for those boxes was for parts and shipping.
That's right. And I'm not going to drop
any
names because I don't do that.
I will. I'm sorry, but his family maybe could have used a few of those boxes back to remember their father bought.
That's true.
And their grandfather buy.
I'm talking about people who took his boxes and resold them for $20,000.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
And I got rid of those people. Mm-hmm. They are no longer. Once I found out about that, I got rid of them.
I did too. All right. But the thing is, the matter is that Frank was the right one. And when I think back to him saying, listen, and then I think back to a few days before he passed, he said, he called me on the phone. He's like, Lee, I'm like, what? He goes, you're not going to believe this. He goes, I wish I had a recorder running. He put his box on, and the voice came on and said, hi, my name is William. And he said, William was here, because he knows his voice from my shit. All
right.
And he couldn't believe it. And I thought to myself, why is William there? It was a couple of days before he passed. You know what I mean? Like, they were, because they told me
they
ahead
were just,
of time. And,
yeah,
and
they were just there
and
to,
I wouldn't believe him, and I got mad. And, they told me, too.
We'll scream it on the mountain about Frank Sumption. He was the man with the plan.
And
he was the one who began the whole Ghost Box as the original. He was the father of the original Ghost Box.
Yep.
That
you know
him as today.
And
I'm honored
to
have known him and his wife.
He used to, I love Norma.
Who are sadly no longer with us. Norma was such awesome.
They're together. Norma, I love Norma. I tell you, I stuck by her side afterwards.
I believe that.
Yeah,
really
I stuck by her side. I told people off. I, You know what I mean? Because I was just, they were, I can't believe what someone said to her. Frank never loved you. How the fuck do you say that?
Who the hell said that?
Maybe possibly the one that keeps selling the boxes off. I'll just say that.
Well, you know what? Uh-huh. That's the one I got rid of. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're not going to say the name, but someone that we know asked me recently of the people that they should be wary of, and that was the first name I sent them.
Yeah.
So someone had reached out to me and said, what groups do you think are blah, blah, blah? Because someone, I got sent that, and I sent them a nice list of about 5 out of 30.
You know what?
I said, the list grows exponentially every day.
The thing is, when we do what we do, like, I know that when I go, I might get spirits. I mean, like, when I go out to, like, places like Selma, for instance, I don't think they're trapped there, but they sure as hell like to communicate. And why
spirits,
not?
I don't believe they're
right.
trapped anywhere.
Right, no, I don't.
Residual spirits.
Yeah, residual.
Residual energy.
Ghost. It's
spirit,
more ghost.
Yeah, ghost. Yeah. Yeah, the ghost aspect. The spiritual, like David says, the repeating loop. That's probably trapped there. But the spirit has free will choice. I will always believe.
Oh, definitely.
I remember.
Spirit, intelligent human spirit, and unfortunately inhuman as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which are the nasty, evil, you know.
But then again, there could be a dog spirit too, though.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm sorry.
That.
I meant, okay, we'll say mammal spirits.
Right.
There you go. Mammal
spirits. Dogs and mammals.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Dog.
Let's
do word association. Let's do word association. Okay. Okay. Tree.
Doritos.
No. Tree? Doritos?
Doritos?
I think maybe you're fucking hungry, brother.
Yep. Oh,
no, okay.
Boy.
No, here you go. Cat.
Dog. Cat, dog.
Okay,
Osiris.
Now you're supposed to, Osiris. His brother, the other dude, I can't remember.
Isis?
Yeah, Isis. Oh, I did. That's why I don't want to remember it. Okay. Okay, your turn, Lisa.
Couch.
Potato.
Couch.
Now you win, David. That would have been my answer. For the number one answer.
I thought so. You would have both
okay,
have
so,
couch.
Yeah. Couch, Sigmund Freud.
Oh, yeah, cigar.
My sister.
Factory.
Creedence Clearwater. Oh, wait. No, that's not right.
No,
Cosmos.
Mary. Wait.
Cosmos Factory. Cosmos Factory was an album by CCR.
The Electric Factory in Philadelphia.
Oh, what's the update on the prison? Talk to me. What have they done with the prison in Philadelphia?
Tomorrow night is the next meeting that I'll be going to tomorrow night. But so far, we got a year to come up with a proposal, what to do with it. So I don't know what's happening tomorrow night. We'll find out more. Yep.
Good.
All right, so that's about it. So I'll let everybody know tomorrow.
And with the people that were involved in the last meeting.
It should be a music venue.
It's
got to be a music venue. I am looking at it at all angles. The parking is there. The people are there. You could put some more restaurants right there. Man, you'd have a fun.
For greater context, that we're talking about the Norristown Prison in Norristown, Pennsylvania, that was slated
Montgomery
to be demolished.
Yep.
Yeah, the old Montgomery Prison, sorry.
Yeah, but they still call it the Norristown, but like, it is
Montgomery County.
It was called Norristown Jail or Montgomery County Jail, whatever.
Montgomery County, yeah.
Yeah, but the significance is you can lit the front part is where you could make a museum, a gift shop, things like that, where people could see everything. And you don't lose the history.
You wouldn't.
Ewan Shapiro, the current governor, actually walked through there and
he took me on the walkthrough. He was with us on the walkthrough. Yeah, before he was governor, when he was police commissioner. Was he police commissioner or running for police, one of the other?
I
forget. I think he was already commissioner. No, he was already police commissioner. So.
Yeah, I think he. Yeah, now he's governor of the entire state. So,
yes, and he's going to be the next in 2000. And I'll tell you what, in about 2028, that man's going to run for president. He's going to win. I know it,
probably
and I know him too. I know he's real. I know him as a person.
Oh, I know you know
and
him.
So
that's why I brought him up.
Yeah.
Y'all actually walked
yep.
through there, and y'all said yeah. that, or you said
oh, he used to
that
come
it
to
was
Summit
active,
event.
And he's very much into the paranormal.
Yeah.
So
yeah, well,
you knew
no,
that
he,
this
he,
prison was
no,
haunted.
No,
and,
he was in, no, he was not into the paranormal, but he was into, he used to come to some events, so he would come
oh,
to the Renegade.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah,
all right, and then. And
he's
then,
not into paranormal?
Yeah. I don't know. He
I
is, I guess. I mean, well, how do you think I feel? Wait a minute. We had me, Dawn, and Joe. We who else was with us? I don't think anybody. We did a reveal to the police commissioners on the evidence.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Didn't you used to? Oh, that's right. You used to work with them, didn't you?
No, no. That's who he worked for. All right, so, yeah, we did, but they got us into the prison, and we were fortunate because, but we had to wear hazmat suits and everything, you know.
Oh, so that was a one-off. Okay, that was a one-off.
All right, yeah, well,
okay.
It was, no,
okay.
We just had to, we had to bring our findings to the police commissioners because that's who got us in there, so we had
to. Well, that's
we
what I mean, you did.
Yeah.
If you're bringing the findings to the police commissioner, then you're working for the police.
Yeah, well, yeah,
group,
pretty
so,
much.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
It was fun.
So that
though.
Was a one-off. I thought maybe that was a gig. I got
no.
confused.
No, but the prison itself, when I got in there, I was thinking, too, this would be so cool. I mean, the Eastern State does great. They do a great Halloween thing, too.
Eastern
but I'm
State
thinking,
is amazing.
But Norristown, Philly's got music everywhere. Norristown does not. They're,
yeah.
And if they want to really revitalize, make the back end of music, then you got space to do everything back there. And if they wanted
yeah, they
to
do
a Halloween thing for a week, they could still do it.
It's
you know
a freaking castle. You look
right.
at the front of it. It was designed by the same guy who designed Eastern State Penitentiary.
It was what to say. I can't remember his name right now. But the back, they're like they want to knock down. No, just gut the fucking thing. Redo the roof. Push new shit.
You're
good.
Fix,
and no, you know
nice.
How they have cells. You make some of them. Your bathrooms. Make some of the two bathrooms, and then you can make two cells a little bar resting place. Who the fuck? You could do a lot in there.
Right.
Yeah.
And you could still
oh, you could
have
definitely
open.
Do a lot.
You could still
how
have
do you feel? How do you feel about going forward? Do you think it's going
to
happen?
I think so. I just got this really good feeling. Norristown used to be the shit. Now it needs to come back because you know what brings people together more than anything? Music. Okay.
It's a breath
music.
Of fresh
yep.
air in Philadelphia Metro because
mm-hmm.
it. I mean, yeah.
Bring in more music
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
tie
I used to
into
run
restaurants.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh yeah. I know. Yeah, but I still love the clubs in Philly, like the Electric Factory and the Fillmore and all them. I still
well,
love
Well, I mean, as in an 18-wheeler, that's a whole different
that's
a whole
different
story.
Exactly.
There is a dichotomy there. There is a beauty to the city that are, you know, our founding father, like Benjamin Franklin is buried
mm-hmm.
there, et cetera, you know. Have
right.
you ever been to Ben Franklin's grave?
I think so. Yeah, I think
it's
so.
Ain't so.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah,
I
think
so.
It's South Philly.
I
want to
walk,
it's,
Father.
It's in South Philly, right? Right?
Oh, it's way
South,
down, yeah, 90,
so.
90,
yeah.
96,
mm-hmm.
yeah, down there, yeah.
No, we're 95.
95.
Yeah, so, yep, and I know there's so many places around here anyway, but getting back on topic, we got to get back on topic. What do you think? What do you guys think? I really think that
I love it. I love
if you
it.
Can, what if the spirits want to build a bridge too? I'd speak to us. And who are they? Are they interdimensional? Are they outer dimensional, different dimension? Are they different beings? Are they higher? Or what the fuck? Some of them, you know what I mean? We don't know where they come from.
In all seriousness, I guess a great example for you would be Selma, because you've had.
Yeah.
Let me ask you. I'll put it through the lens. I'll start put it through the filter of Miss Hornance.
Okay.
Given we just talked about her and she's
mm-hmm.
upbeat and she sings and everything.
She's,
apply
you know,
that. Apply
that Debbie.
Question.
Debbie
try to. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yep.
Debbie. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Apply Debbie to the question you just asked, and how would you answer it?
Well, you know what she reminds me of? A switchboard operator.
Walter.
Yep.
yeah.
Or something. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's like, but she's around too. She's always around. So she's been around forever, you know?
Right.
Because I went
right.
through an EVP from Valley Forge way back in like 2007 or some shit like that. And
mm-hmm.
and I hear Debbie in the background. I'm like, oh my God, we called her the singing lady back then, but
okay.
I forgot. You get it? You know, I just
why did I think Miss Bornance was the swing?
Because she always around, no matter
she
where.
She was, well, she no, played piano.
Yeah. Oh, that was music. Okay, yeah.
Wait,
you're
let's
right.
play Debbie. Let's play Debbie.
Yeah, let's hear Debbie. Let's everybody
right.
wants to hear Debbie. Right. Debbie does
There she is. Hi, Debbie.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
You, no.
Can you slow it down? Yes, I heard that.
Hi, Debbie.
So that was Debbie.
She said it twice. Walter. She goes, Walter.
Yeah, I heard the
horn. Walter.
So that's the singing lady.
And you know
what? Do you have a Miss Bornance? Do you have a Miss Bornance in there?
I don't know if I have Ruth in here.
Ruth.
I don't think I have Ruth in here, but I hear from her a lot, especially since I'm right here next to.
Yeah,
Thomas.
No, you're right there. Yeah, I was gonna say you've been picking her up because you're on Thomas' property.
Yeah,
at the North
but
Barbie
I also
apartment.
Heard her
yeah.
at Fort Mifflin, in the Poconos, and in New Jersey.
That's a
spirit. So she would come, but you know, yeah, she's a spirit. She like comes all over, like William and Walter. You know what I mean? But when I think about it, and you go, you know. Oh, William saying Hannah. Let's see if I got this right. Hold on.
Oh, I saw the gravy post. That was really
yes.
What the hell? Whoa. Put
wait,
the
wait,
break,
wait. Wait.
Screeching brakes. What the hell was that?
Okay. In the beginning, William goes, Hannah, right? And I'm not
uh-huh.
paying attention. And I go, Tony.
Oh, and it gets...
And he goes, Hannah.
Yeah, so that was... Wait, okay,
that's
play
William.
That again. I'm going to hear
okay.
it. It gets louder.
He says,
mad.
He
yeah.
says, oh, nice, Hannah.
Okay.
Hannah. Go ahead.
Wait.
Hannah.
I heard it. He said it, Hannah. Hannah.
Hannah.
Hannah. Montana. Yeah.
All right. Very you cool. see what I mean? That which is,
nice.
Which is, you see, so that's, nice. I get that all the time, though. You know what I mean? Where I get that it's just a very because look, I learned a lot from them. I learned Jesus. I'll tell you the truth. One time, I can't tell you the whole thing because you know. But I can tell
yeah,
you
definitely.
That William was like he told us everything to beware of during that whole episode with the thieving and the stealing and the it was
right.
William, okay, who helped us and Walter, of course, but William. Was extra protective, so to say. You know what I mean? Because
right.
he reminded him. He told us he reminded him of Bartlett.
Right.
Money, but you know what I mean. The whole
right.
I don't know. All right.
Yeah, he called out your old yeah. Steve,
yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm gonna play William Howe's box clips in a row. Excuse me, I got a dust bunny. Something went in my throat.
I mean,
right,
this is the shit that people try to find other lives, and it's happening in spades with you. I think it's so
it's
cool.
It's happening, but I see because I'm paying attention. All right,
that's right. Ding, 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 ding. That's
for
a shout
people,
out to paying
right.
attention.
Yep, for people to understand that I can go back on these clips that were 10 years apart, and it's the same voice. Watch, this is William.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I'd ever say that's a little bit
and now today.
William Howe was there's a William.
Same voice.
Yep.
And watch again.
Same communicable. Yeah, and that's today. The first one was a long time ago and that's
no,
today.
Yep, so yeah, these are William and
nice.
Charles is the son. The both
same
are sons.
One.
Names. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
and
this is a little different. You're actually right.
All right,
the
yeah,
one
that's just, the, no, I should have put this a little lower, I think. Okay.
The earlier one was seven.
Now, do you see the voice is the same? You understand? Like,
mm-hmm.
as you go on, it didn't change. I mean,
right.
you know.
Yeah,
and
I got to correct something. I got to correct right. something. Earlier I said that voice that you were playing sounded like William. Well, that was a refresher. Actually, no, I'm beginning to think that's a completely different.
Yeah.
The one that said angel.
The one that said I'm an angel helping.
Yeah, I'm beginning to believe that is not quite William, the same voice. That's not the
same spirit. I'm gonna play the William. You don't have to. So William that was in 2013 talking about Steve. All right.
Yeah.
Now, again,
okay.
So you can hear, even though this is loud. You know, like.
Oh wow.
Do you see this the same
voice?
Oh,
yes. Yes.
Right.
I heard the very at the very end.
Especially at the very end, you can hear
that it's not only the same voice, it's the same accent. If that makes any sense.
And the same way of speaking except when he talked to us.
That's pretty,
you know.
that's pretty spot on. I mean, that's 13, right? 10 years ago.
Yeah, yep. And that's when the shit was hitting the fan, you know?
Yeah.
So you know, when I go back and I think about it now, there's so much
that
I missed. And I went back over. I even had some, you know, like I would sit and write what the box was saying down to as I was going along, reviewing it. And the box, they kept telling me to check this out to find a book, like years ago. And I'm looking all over fucking Selma. I'm like, what book are they telling us to find? Well, when I came here, I went into my bin. Right when we moved here, and I pulled out the book, right? And I was like, holy shit, look what book I found. I found the book, and it went right through my head. It was the book with the box stuff written down in it. And everything in the box stuff that was written down pertained to a later date. I could not believe it. It was pertaining to a later date. Like saying things that would make sense to closer to now than it was in 2014.
Right.
Okay, so that's pretty crazy. I'm like, shit, that's what that meant.
and that I think is becoming a big problem with everybody who's doing investigations now. You're hearing the words that are coming through on ITC devices. You're hearing the spirits communicate. But because it doesn't pertain to exactly what's going on at that exact moment, people are just throwing it away. Oh, that's just nonsense. They're not taking the time to listen to it. They're not taking the time to completely document it so that they can go back and look at it at a future time.
That's exactly what
they were talking about.
Can I twist that around a little bit?
Yep, sure.
My point was exactly what he said, but it was a little twisted, so I'm going to share it. What if they are saying relevant things, but the things they're saying are relative to something that actually isn't, that it is not only later, but may have been things that they're trying to convey to those that do not understand what they're meaning by it, and the people that are investigating or taking it to apply to them, but it's actually spirit talking about stuff that is relative to something completely different, like maybe discussing
their
something
past. When I was in Williams down in Case 11 with Mikey, we'll go back to 2000 maybe 10.
Good point, David.
Somewhere around there. We were running the box, right? And the regular ghost box. We actually had a shack hack at that point. We were running that, and all I hear is a voice in William, as I know now as William. It was like, he was trying to kill me. And I was like, Mikey's face went, what? And he said, he was trying to kill me. He come to take me away. And I didn't realize what I was hearing. He was telling me the story about when Bartlett went to his house.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, in the middle of the night. And I didn't know that. And I'm like, what? And then he said, they should call. And I said, who should I call? He says, call the military.
Oh, wow.
Call them.
So that was like I got to ask a question then, because I was thinking this a few years ago. You ever been on an investigation, and while you're investigating, you get something that's relative to the history, but if you believe that you're connecting with spirit, I think maybe spirit actually encounters their own loop sometimes, and I think it freaks them out. Maybe that's what happened.
It came upon its
own loop.
No,
if that makes any sense, because it's all paranormal. We don't really know.
He was trying to tell me.
Shit.
he was trying to tell me it was William. I just didn't mm-hmm. really know the whole story yet.
Right,
that's
right.
the thing.
But
until
I mean,
a later
you,
date, yeah. He was trying to tell me, no, he wasn't. No.
You know, but I mean, do you think in general that spirit, intelligent spirit comes upon that loop because maybe it's in the same dimension and that's the residual essence of them that's replaying, but yet there's another aspect of them? Or does it
that's
have
a good
to be,
thought.
Are they solidly on that one plane or are they in that same dimension seeing their own loop play out? And that was
does a spirit...
Thank you. I had,
Would a spirit encounter its own psychic imprint and see a memory of
yes.
what they were
Thank
doing?
Thank you. Bingo. That's it. Yes. What do you think about that, Lisa?
I don't know. All I know is the history part of it because after that, William said that, he tried to escape in Poor Man when he was so sick. He slid his little skinny body out of the shaft in Casemate 11 and tried to jump over the wall. And he did jump over the wall. And in my box stuff where he was telling me that, which I didn't know that yet, he told me he hurt his leg. And I actually found the historical document to what he was saying. Like, you get it? They shot at him 12 times.
They didn't want to hurt him.
They purposefully missed him.
But that's
they
when
didn't
they
want to hurt him.
That's when they took him over to Eastern State for three days.
Well, he was one of them,
But they took him to Eastern State for three days. Then they brought him back to Fort Mifflin, put him in the guard shack, which was next to the gift shop right there. It was the guard shack.
Right.
Faced him towards the window as they brought the gallows over from Eastern State Penitentiary and made him watch him being built.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it was a public execution.
Yeah, they did
execution.
That quite a bit throughout history. Yep. Yeah.
It was a public execution, too.
During the Tudor times, they did that as well.
Look at they brought all the prisoners out on the fucking wall to warn them this would happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, every military down to his general and all else were trying to get this done because when he walked home, there was no hospitals. He had dysentery. He was near death.
Yeah.
Okay, he walked home to recover. He was going back. He wasn't hiding.
Was that from Fredericksburg?
Yes.
That was from Fredericksburg.
But, and
right,
he
yeah.
came out holding a flag. So,
Virginia.
All right. And the guy just didn't like him. He didn't like him. It's like a Sleepy Hollow kind of, you know what I mean?
A jealousy story. Thing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
all right.
He wanted
so the
what
guy
William
who,
had.
Yeah, the guy who that he unfortunately killed was a piece of shit. Anyway, he was connected, so he didn't have to go off the war.
He was in Norristown prison, the one we just talked about.
They gave him a cushy little job, you know.
A recruiting officer.
Recruiting officer.
So that but he should have not lied about who he was. Came in the dark at 12 midnight and started pushing the door in on Hannah.
Right.
Yelling, he didn't say who he was. No one said anything. They were screaming, get your husband, all that kind of shit. So, But when you think about it, when you think about all this stuff, they're on a different plane than us, period. And since they can communicate and tell us things, they know a lot more than we do. Because they know
on
enough that they're talking to us and telling
on
us things.
On that different plane.
Right.
On that different plane, is it possible, do you believe, that they encounter that residual loop or that psychic imprint, as David puts it.
I would think maybe if they were earthbound, but I don't think. I think they just know, and they're trying to put if they're not earth, if they're spirits like a William, you know what I mean? And Walter, he's up there. I don't know what he is, but he's a guide, so I don't know. And,
right.
So that was just that fleeting moment that it came back, huh?
Yeah, but no, he was trying to tell me. It was, I'm looking for William to speak to William, but it was William. So William was telling me the story of what happened to him. He was trying to kill him. He went to the house.
I got a
night.
Really good question for both of you. This is just me throwing it out. Why do we believe that spirit has emotion and feelings? Why do we believe that? I mean, is it because they're also human and they're on the other side in a different plane?
Why do they have
emotions and feelings? Because they're dead, you know. I mean, but on the other side, it's that other plane. Is that what y'all believe?
I believe that they know their past lives, all of them.
Okay.
They know who they are because I know because I'm talking to some that when I talk to, Ruth, she comes back as Ruth.
Well, I know
they
do. I just want to know why. why, you know.
Oh wait, here's Bruce. I found her. Wait.
Yeah, I don't think that the human vessel is what controls emotion. I think it's all your own energy, your own soul.
Okay.
So when your essence leaves the body, you are still who you are, the way you are.
Understood.
Just without a form.
That's a beautiful answer, man. I love it.
It's all about the frequency. We're all connected to this universe somehow.
Yeah.
So
I do like that answer. I'm not mad at that at all. I do dig that.
No, but still, when you think about it, they know more than us. I mean, they're happy, and it's beautiful where they are. They told me that. I don't know where that is, but you get it? But it's
right.
Like
that's another thing. You always say we're right here. That's why I believe in this whole other dimension thing, and that they're living in their realm, you know, when they were alive or some weird shit like that. Who knows? It's all paranormal. That's why there's always going to be more questions.
What if we're the ghosts? Imagine we're the ghosts.
I know, like, six cents. I see dead people. No, motherfucker, you is dead.
Right. It'd be you. Oh. And then we sit there and go,
whatever.
Oh, my God, seriously?
Right.
Seriously?
Yeah, what we need is that one event. If you look at it as if living humans are on one side of a two-way mirror, and spirits are on the other. We who are looking at that mirror and we're only seeing a reflection of everything around us,
mm-hmm.
as we are, spirit can look through that mirror. They can see us, but they can see everything they've got going on too.
Hence
we need to find, a way to shatter that freaking mirror so that we can actually full-on interact with them.
No, you don't want to do that. That'd be chaos.
I'll let you say.
No,
feel. Like a psychomantium. I will not go in a psychomantium. You can kiss my ass.
Look,
when
we saw that portal, I guess it's a portal that opened up in Case May 4, it was a different situation. That's a small, controlled thing. You don't want to shatter the big one. Get what I'm saying?
But
that was very different and very beautiful. It was absolutely fucking beautiful. And I can't even express that. And I felt good, and everybody felt good afterwards. It just was a beautiful experience. But to open, you know what I mean? If you don't know, you know. I mean, great, it'd be great. I'd be like, hey, what's up? All them people coming from the other side, hey, what's going on?
Well, like Myrtle's, shout out to Myrtle's Plantation. Back to mirrors for a second, if you don't mind. They cover all their mirrors in myrtles.
Because they believe
they're portals.
But
I believe that, what the mirrors came from people's reflection by looking in the water. And people wanted to create something where they could hold that in their hand. Mirrors were the whole rage of the, 13th, 14th century or whatever. And then,
I think they were way before that. I think Egyptians had mirrors, didn't they?
Really?
I did not know that.
Polished bronze.
I have no idea.
I did not know that.
Don't let them fool you.
We're
smarter than you think.
Oh, no. I'm not saying they weren't. Motherfuckers building pyramids and shit.
Smarter than us. Get what I'm saying?
Oh,
with
I love
technology.
Egyptians. The Book of the Dead is really good reading. You got to read it sometime.
But I did. I put years ago.
You know, hieroglyphics.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. We're down to the last minute.
I read about it or the translation of it or whichever.
The mirror is a very interesting device. And a lot of people are aware of that they're portals, and I actually believe there's a possibility in that because David made a good point about.
Yeah, I do.
A reflective personality, spirit.
That's a whole nother episode.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. We love y'all. And thanks for listening to Live Paranormal on iHeartRadio, et cetera,
Parasanctum
Radio, Ectopovia Radio, FabianTrahan.com.
We got to do something to make people understand. We got to do something. I mean, it would be great to hear some positive stuff from these spirits, man. Wouldn't it?
Yes.
What are the messages that they're sending you while you hunt? Let us know sometime.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. let us know if you figured anything out. It was really about nothing to do with the location. There you go. You know what I mean? And it has something to do with something totally different. And
right.
if we had some crazy experiences. Yep.
Good
15.
Night, everyone.
Here she comes. All right. Well, go ahead, Fagan.
10 seconds. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Have a great night. I'm loving it.
Good night, everybody.
Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's a wrap.